Children, I think the word love has been so overused nowadays, just like I love video game, I love pizza, I love hamburger, I love this and that. I love to sleep, I love to eat, I love everything and anything. But love is not just something that we like. Love is the decision of the will to embrace someone, not just something, someone who might be unlovable too. And that's why the Lord Jesus remind you and remind me today to love our neighbor as ourselves, because love is an act of the will. You have to choose to love your classmate, your teacher, your neighbor, your friends, even your family members who are not lovable at times. Remember this, as we begin our new school year, and I have said this in one of my reflection online, I invite you. I know nowadays it's very hard for each and every one of us to sit down at the dinner table and have dinner together. But when was the last time you sit down and have dinner with your family? When was the last time you sit down with each other and choose to love your family in the present moment? Sometimes we go to a fast food restaurant, we grab something to eat, or we're running to the next things that we kind of like in the presence of each other, but we're not present to each other anymore. So it's important that my children, as you go and begin your Catholic school academic year this year, I'm asking you to choose to love. Love begins at home, said Mother Teresa. If you don't learn to love the people who are close to you, then it will be very hard for you to love the people that you don't know. You have heard in recent days what's happening to our very own city in Lompoc, right? A lot of violence, a lot of death, a lot of shooting, and a lot of violence that's happening because people no longer choose to love each other. They treat each other like an object. Because our society has taught us to objectify people. If you're not good for me, then I will take you out. I will shoo you out from my life. You're no longer important for me. We treat other people as objects. And what happened to objects? Especially with our consumer society. When we're done with an object, we throw them away. But people are not objects. People are created in the image and likeness of God. Our brothers and sisters, they have dignity, and therefore we're called to respect them, to love them, to choose to be with them, even though they might be jerks at times, even though they might be gossiping against us at times, even though they might choose to be unkind to us at times, but choose to love. Because I truly believe this, my children, that the only reason that you go to Catholic school and your parents and your family are making the big sacrifices for you to go to Catholic school so that you can be taught how to love as Jesus loved. You're not going to La Purissima in order to be better than other people. This is not the creme de la creme or the upper crust thing. This is not a privilege thing. It's a Jesus thing. We are being taught at Catholic school how to love one another like Jesus did. By choosing to embrace, choosing to forgive, and choosing to first love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all of our being. Without God, there is nothing that is stopping you and me from hurting one another. Without God, there's nothing that's stopping you and me using one another. Without God, there's nothing stopping you and me from hurting each other. Without God, this society will fall apart because it's all about me. But this is much more than me. This is much more than you. This is a vocation that you're being taught in Catholic school, my children, the vocation of love. Loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your being, and loving your neighbor as yourself, beginning at home. So today, when you go home, my children, and the temptation would be to take out your Nintendo Switch or your iPad or your tablet or whatever you have and begin to check out and begin to look at them, or worrying about what's next. Perhaps choose to spend time with your mom, your dad, with your siblings, with the people who live at home, because love begins at home. Choose to love the people around you in small things, in small ways, in small matter. And when the opportunity arises for you to love those who are hard to love, invite the Lord there as well. Said, Lord, I cannot do this. This person is hard to love. Help me, O Lord, because without you, he or she, we are nothing.